Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It was humbling to hear that, Hugh.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Sounded strong. And I meant it. And I felt it. And today?
I do not remember this in the movie. I got to go back and watch Rocky now.
It's nighttime. The scene is at night. It's cold out.
I remember this scene like this in New Jack City, though.
I think if you go back and rewatch Rocky, you'll be like, yeah. I think it's Frank Stallone that's singing it, by the way.
Yeah, I think it was because he was a dude back in the day.
Yeah. All right. Should I take it back? 215-592-9490. But no, I'm not taking it back. Well, at least that's my thought right now. Hugh, where are you at? Should I take it back?
Nope. Stand on business, Joe.
But you're confusing me today because staying on business, but then you're telling me the Cowboys will win tonight and you want them to win.
I want them to win because pressure makes diamonds or coal. Like that's where we are. That's the position that we're in right now.
Right, right.
Like we are, and I feel like we're a diamond. Do you feel like we're a diamond? I mean, we are the defending Super Bowl champions because guess what I heard in that Hard Knocks first episode?
What do you got?
The Cowboys are hanging their hat on the fact that they beat not only the defending Super Bowl champions, but then they turned around the next week and they beat the AFC champions.
They had a big week.
So, with that biz, like, this is moments like this you live for. This is where they write stories about games like this. You know what I mean? You're on Monday Night Football. Everybody and they mama watching. You the only game in town. You can show people why the Cowboys are looking up at you. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times, you know, you don't concern yourself about what's going on in the rearview or your mirror. You know, especially like when I'm driving my truck and I'm dipping in traffic. I don't worry about when the people blowing their horns and they're putting their middle fingers up. I ain't worried about that because
how often is that happening?
Quite a bit. But
I'll say something about you. Might say something about you driving.
You in my rear view. I ain't worried about what's going on in my rear view. I'm in front of you.
Okay, well, let's use that analogy for this division. You know, when I said what I said 5 weeks ago, the Cowboys were so far in the rear view you could barely see them.
Yeah.
They're kind of right up behind us.
But listen. I'm still in the front, and I'm in control of this thing.
Yeah,
I'm in control of this situation. Yeah, you might not have to put your foot on the gas just a little bit more. But you're still in the rear view.
Are our tires still working?
And we got that 6.2 liter V8.
Oh, do we?
Yeah, with that fuel injection. We got that. I don't know what they're driving because it's in my rear view. You know what I mean?
You're not talking about our offense, right? Because we have no horsepower right now.
Well, listen, we better get it. We got a Ferrari. We just don't know how to. We don't know how to hit that clutch and put it in gear. We ain't put it in gear yet.
Oh, so you're saying the driver doesn't know what he's doing.
I didn't say that.
Okay.
I didn't say that since we're using metaphors. Last time we used a car analogy.
He was in the back seat.
Yes. Yes. So, I mean, he ain't driving, you know.
Can we put him back there and get Saquon revved up? That worked last time.
No, but seriously, though, this is where the rubber meets the road for me. This is where we're going to find out who the Philadelphia Eagles really are.
Yeah.
You know, we said last week, fraud watch, right?
It's the fraud bowl.
It's fraud watch for real. Because sister, brother, whatever you want to say, that you put yourself in this position. And that's why you can't push the panic button because you're still in control of your destiny.
Well, speaking of Fraud Watch, you know what we can call tonight? I think tonight could be the loser goes home game. I think the loser of tonight's Cowboys and Lions game will not make the playoffs.
Probably.
So, you know, one is 6-5-1, the other is 7-5. I think the loser of tonight's game will miss the postseason this year. Here's how the numbers work out as it pertains to us. Because really, I know the Lions, Eagles have tiebreak over them. They really, I don't see how it's going to apply much, you know, the Lions situation. If they make the playoffs, they do. If they don't, they don't. The Cowboys is obviously, we want the division. We want the NFC East. So here are the numbers for tonight's game. I'm looking at the Athletics NFL playoff simulator. So right now, they're giving the Cowboys a 23% chance to make the playoffs. If the Cowboys win tonight, Hugh Douglas, that number goes up to 41%. If the Cowboys lose tonight and we get a Lions win, the Cowboys' chances are at 9%. That's a pretty significant swing tonight.
Yes, it is. And I think it just feels like they're going to get this one. Because that just feels like that.
Why are you putting this in the atmosphere?
Well, because that feels like that's the narrative.
We asked you to lie, though, and you're telling the truth.
We pray for the win, but we're ready for the loss.
I'm not ready for the loss.
Yeah, we're ready for it. But I'm ready to see. You know, you find out what you're made of when your back's against the wall, man. Like, seriously, all jokes aside, you really find out what you're made of when you have no moves to be made and it's the only one you got to make. You got to have it. That's this situation right here. There's been a lot of trepidation about this team. There's been a lot of reckless speculation about who did what and da-da-da-da-da. Kevin Petullo is going to be on top of his game. You know why? Because he has to. He has to. And the reason why. No, listen.
Didn't he have to on Friday?
No. What I'm
you have got to be smoking something.
Because
Kevin Petullo's going to be on his game.
Like, he's taking a lot of heat, right?
See.
What?
This is why I can't.
What?
This is why I need Joe to stand tall. I can't trust you.
What do you mean?
Kevin Petullo is going to be on his game because he has to?
And what if he's on his game? What are you talking about? And the quarterback throws it where Devontae's not standing. Then what do we do?
I, for one, don't believe Kevin Petullo, Coach Petullo, is as in over his head as other people like to believe.
I tend to agree with you.
I don't think that's the case.
But he can call a good game, and if the quarterback doesn't execute, we're going down in flames.
They're not executing.
Yeah, I know. I've watched it all year.
Yes, they need to execute better. You know what? One of the most telling things that nobody said anything about on that Hard Knocks episode was the fact, and anybody that has played this position know exactly what I'm talking about. The one person on the field. And it's not taking a shot. This is just what I know about football in the 10 years that I played and in my first game ever playing against Dan Marino. The one person on the field that should know what everybody's doing on offense.
Quarterback.
Is the quarterback.
Always.
Like, that's a fact. That is not me bashing anybody. That's not me trying to say it was his fault. Well, he said it was his fault, so you can't get mad at me at that. But from my defensive end positions and watching quarterbacks operate like a Peyton Manning, especially when they go no huddle. When they go no huddle, they know where everybody at, and they know where everybody supposed to be. I'll never forget, man. I remember first game I told you, I had the best seat in the house. One of the receivers ran the wrong route for Dan. Dan dog cussed him in the huddle. I told you to run this route, darn it, and you better run this route. And he caught it again, and he threw it to a spot. Bad receiver right there. He would come to the line of scrimmage. He set the protection. He called the routes for the receivers. He said, you run this go. You run a slant. You run a dig. At the line, and this is what I'm saying. We're standing right there. The defense, we hear everything he's saying.
And he still couldn't stop it.
And you still couldn't stop it. That's execution. That's what I'm talking about. That's what he did. That's what quarterbacks do. Peyton Manning, the one person you do not want to have, or the two people, or the three, or whoever you want to say, the three or four people you do not want to have the ball in two-minute drills. Just pick your poison. Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, Dan Marino, who else? Who
Mahomes. Mahomes.
Jim Kelly.
Yeah, Mahomes.
Like
Montana.
The old school. Yeah. Like that's because. And why do you think that is? because the quarterback's supposed to know where everybody at. Because he's orchestrating like a concert, like that. There's a dude at the front that be doing this at the concert. That's the quarterback. And he knows what everybody's supposed to be doing.
The conductor,
that's what it is. That's his job. Especially when it's time for the rubber to meet the road. Can't have that because now you're working with precision routes. You trying to get it done because you ain't got that much time.
So we're good then?
No, I'm tired. I'm good.
We're in trouble.
We're not. We're gonna get this. We're gonna get this one. Damn, Kyle, why you gonna play music? I believe in this team, man. We've had a rough couple weeks, no question about that. But we are the defending Super Bowl champions. That's a fact. And no matter what people on the outside of that building say about them, they know what they have in that building. We had the NFL's leading rusher. That ain't changed in a year. He still like he can run. The offensive line's a little bit banged up. You got to go get it done this weekend, fellas. And Jalen, a lot of heat on you right now, brother. I believe in you. You know, there's a lot of conversation being had behind your back about whether or not you're the guy to get the job done. I think you are because you've proven it in the past. You've proven that you can rise to these occasions to get it done. I believe in you, bro. You are a walking human quote machine, and you've given out some good ones. Your back's against the wall, brother. The whole team's back against the wall. It's not a whole lot of people that believe in you, Jalen. But guess who believes in you? I do. I believe in you, Jalen. Now, I know that there might be some out there that say, I talk bad about you a couple times. That's because I love you. I talk bad about my relative. You know what I mean? Because I love my relatives. But here's the one thing that I will never do. I ain't gonna never let nobody else talk bad about you. That's a fact. So this is what you need to do this weekend, dog. You need to go out there. You need to go to San Diego. No, it ain't even in San Diego.
Los Angeles.
You need to go to Los Angeles. And you need to quiet all those naysayers. And you need to get this team on the right track. Because we believe in you, Jalen. We believed in you and nobody else did. Even though from time to time we talk bad about you. But we're family. That's what family does. Like I said, we're going to talk bad about family, but we still got your back, dog. We're going to get this done. And we're going to keep those Cowboys in our rearview mirror. Because whether you want to believe it or not, we are the defending Super Bowl champions. And we're in this position for a reason. Like you always say, you might have something smart to say. I'll just say it like that. Keep it simple. God don't make mistakes, dog. You are the chosen one. Time to go out there and show everybody why you were picked, dog. Philadelphia Eagles, Jalen Hurts, on to L.A. and get this dub, baby. Get this dub.
We're back.
I'll be here all week.
We're back. That's it. They're going to put that in the locker room before the game when they run out on Monday?
Probably not.
I want them to play it. Let's go back to the phone lines here. That'll get everyone pumped up. Anthony in Southwest Philly. What's up, Anthony?
Hello. What's going on?
Anthony, what's up, buddy?
What's up, man?
Hey, Hugh, I like that, man. That was good.
Mm-hmm. Hey, that was a good, pretty good ad, Leo. That's Kyle's fault, man. I hate when Kyle do that.
When the music hits.
I set you up for failure.
Hey, you know what? When the music hit, dog, you got to represent. It's almost like freestyling as a rapper.
Yeah.
I got to freestyle.
Yeah, you showed your range.
Hey,
yeah.
Man, listen, you showed up.
I got bars. I need to get in a studio somewhere.
Hey, man, listen. I wasn't going to call in today, but I had a conversation with a guy a couple days ago, right? He's a Packers fan. He always gets on me about – he doesn't like Jalen Hurts, right? And he knows I'm a big Jalen Hurts fan, right? And we had a conversation. I spilled some stuff to him, and he basically was like, man, now, after I said it to him, he said, man, I get why you feel the way you do about Jalen now. Like, I'm going to start watching the dude differently. He said, man, but when you call into the radio station, you never say these things. And I told him the reason I don't is because when I call into y'all guys, I only get a short amount of time. So I want to give y'all some context on why we are overreacting right now.
Okay,
and
let's hear it.
It's just a bunch of hoopla about nothing, okay? So here's the thing. I'm not just an Eagles fan. I'm a Jalen Hurts fan. I've been an Eagles fan since 95, though, right?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I watched Jalen Hurts. The first time I ever seen Jalen Hurts was in a game that he played in against Mercer his freshman year at Alabama. He throws a 70-yard bomb to Calvin Ridley, and I've been a fan ever since. I watched him all that season. He goes on to win SEC Player of the Year. What a lot of people don't offensive player of the year. A lot of people don't know, Jalen rushed for over 1,000 yards that year as well. He comes back his sophomore year. He has another stellar year, but then he ends up getting benched. Runs all over the place that year, gets benched for Tua Tagovailoa in the championship game. Third year, he comes back to Alabama, leads them to the SEC championship game. When Jalen Hurts came out, one of the scouts in the NFL said it, put it better than just about anybody I've heard anybody say about Jalen. He said, if I were still a scout, I would take Jalen based on the personnel, the coaches, the players, because Jalen is more an elite athlete that can throw the football than he is a quarterback that can run, right? So if you think about, if you really watch Jalen in football, that's what you, in college, that's what you would have seen, right? Mm-hmm. So now let me get to this real quick. So Jalen's first year in the NFL, 2020, he comes in. That team goes 4-11. Jalen wins the job. He's a third-string quarterback. He wins the job over Nate Sudfeld and Carson Wentz, right? What was Dougie P doing with Jalen when he took over that job? A lot of RPO stuff.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of RPO stuff. He was doing well in it. The next year, Doug leaves. Jalen, first year starter. Nick comes in with Shane Steichen. A lot of people don't know that when Shane Steichen first got here, he was the OC, but he wasn't calling plays at the start. Nick was calling the plays. They go 2-1 whatever it is at the beginning of the season. Then about a third of the season through, Nick hands over the play-calling responsibility to Shane Steichen. They go 6 of the last 7 games. They win. They lead the league in rushing for those 6 of the last 7 games, get a playoff berth, end up 9-8. The next year, for the first time in Jalen's career since high school, Shane Steichen comes back for a consecutive year. Jalen would be maybe MVP of the league if he don't get hurt. All-pro, first-team All-Pro, and he could have potentially been Super Bowl MVP if a couple things didn't swing, go in the opposite direction. Now let's go back to the failure. The next year we got Brian Johnson come in, who's been a lifelong person, friend, family friend, and all that stuff of Jalen Hurts's, played for his father and all that. Jalen knows this guy. He becomes the offensive coordinator, but he can't run the offense. You got Nick Sirianni, once again, stepping into the situation. The plays are his plays. It's his offense. Let me speed this up real quick. We go.
Yeah, please.
We fell that year. We come out. 2024, we come in. We get another comparable guy. We get Kellen Moore.
We know. We remember all of this.
Let me finish my point.
Please.
So what is the whole point?
So the point that I'm making is this. When you have Nick Sirianni in the mix with things, calling plays. Who did Nick Sirianni have in Indianapolis?
He had Rivers and Brissett.
Philip Rivers.
He had and Andrew Luck. None of those guys are like Jalen. What Nick Sirianni needs to do is don't hire your boy. That's not going to work. Hire people that can gear the offense toward the skill set of the guy that you have out there playing. When you do the things that Nick Sirianni has done as far as involving himself in things where he should have no business doing it with a guy like Jalen Hurts, this is what happens.
Well, Anthony, that history is there. I mean, the history is there. When they have, you know, when it's Steichen or Moore, those 2 years, it was three years, two and a half. And Anthony, good phone call.
Yeah, you know, next time maybe we just start with the history of mankind and Adam and Eve.
And you took too long to get that up.
Yeah, well, he wanted to cook. Bottom line is this. So he one thing he said there that I think we just assume, but I don't know if it's true anymore. He was talking about the RPOs, right, and Jalen's running and the different coordinators. Hugh, we had Jason Avant on yesterday because it's obvious Jalen is running less this year. Mm-hmm. It's just obvious, right? Now, is that design? Is that his decision? Is it him telling them he doesn't want to run? There's obviously the reports out there this past week that he had made he expressed to the coaches maybe he doesn't want to run as much. I don't know what's going on. I do know what my eyes and the stats are telling me. Hugh, he's not running as much. It's obvious. When we had Jason on yesterday, I asked him if Jalen is no longer a runner, right? If his legs are not part of the equation anymore, what is he? And he said, "You take away it's 40% of his game.
That's he's 40% of the player, 40 or 50%.
That is major. It's major. I mean, what are we talking about then, right? That makes it more challenging for every aspect of the offense. So I don't know. The season it's not done yet. He could start running on Monday night, but I think it's challenging to, because everything he's saying there, we're going back in time. Like the 2022 Jalen Hurts, does he exist anymore? I don't know. I mean, maybe, but he's not running like the 2022 Jalen Hurts. So we talk about these coaches like they're morons. Maybe they don't have the 2022 Hurts to work with anymore. They have the 2025 Hurts.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot that you could ask yourself. And I know for a lot of people, it's frustrating because when you talk about it, it's like you're being disrespectful. It's not. Jalen's story has already been written in the NFL. Now he just has to add to it. His story has already been written. He's a two-time Super Bowl attendant, champion. So, and he's had some really good season in the NFL. So that you can't take away what Jalen's accomplished at this point in his career. I think it's fair to ask, is he the same player?
Of course.
Because
it is.
When you talk about, like, and I always try to talk about these things from the position that I play and knowing how much quarterbacks with his style of run can put stress on the defense. If you don't run or if you're not a threat to run, then I'm not going to try to play the run. I'm not going to try to defend that.
94 WIP breaking news.
My favorite song.
Well, we have a big update here. Kyle, we have an update on Darius Slay, and will he or will he not report to the Buffalo Bills?
Adam Schefter tweeted, breaking, veteran cornerback Darius Slay, who the Bills claimed on waivers Thursday, is unsure if he wants to continue playing and will not be reporting to Buffalo.
Hey! Uh-oh, that puts me back in the running.
You're in the mix again. Well, wait. If he retires, though, that's not a win for you.
Oh, wait a minute, let me check my source.
This is a quote from Drew Rosenhaus. Mm-hmm. Slay is honored that a first-class organization like the Bills claimed him, but he is going to take some time away from football right now and decide in the next few days if he wants to keep playing.
Mm. Is that a translation? I'd rather just play
now,
in Philadelphia?
Rappaport follows up. The Eagles put in a claim. Have to wonder if this was the plan.
To get it, so he's not going to maybe not report. He said, I'm not sure about Buffalo. It's a little cold. I want to go back to Philadelphia.
Hugh,
this is a big, one, Hugh.
Let me check my sources.
You check those sources, all right? I think you win this thing. I mean, the only way you don't, for me, and I'm not part of the voting, the only way look, you might say, Joe, you might be wrong on the NFC, who cares what your forecast is? I'm telling you, the only way Hugh Douglas, if Slay ends up with the Eagles, the only way you don't win this is if another insider breaks a bombshell story on Hurts. Other than that, I think you got this.
I will say this, that I was told by somebody that I trust that the problem is if he refuses to go to Buffalo,
right,
that Detroit has a claim on him. That's what I was told. I don't
Eagles
know
are, for what it's worth, Bills were
directly before the Eagles in the waiver order because they have a weaker strength of schedule.
The Lions would have been before the Bills.
Yes.
Okay, so the that's fact what it was.
Yeah, the Lions didn't claim him.
The Lions.
Okay,
the Eagles were are next.
Because the Lions would have gotten him on the claim because they have a 7-5 record.
Yep. Okay.
So it was Bills, then Eagles.
So that's what it is?
I think you're in good shape.
Okay. Okay.
Now we need to... I mean, really, this is about Slay. Slay's got to tell, he's got to get the Bills to let him go so he can come back here. And then Hugh Douglas wins this thing. All right, 215-592-9494. We'll get back to all your phone calls coming up. Do you still believe the NFC East is over? What is your level of confidence in the Eagles winning this thing? Are you like Hugh Douglas thinking it's better for the Eagles if the Cowboys win tonight? I can't believe this guy said this out loud. And should I take back the take that the NFC East is over? Right now, my plan is not to do it. We'll decide by 2 o'clock today. You get to chime in on all this. Be tuned in. Keep listening. Hughes Holiday Stocking. When you hear the sound or you call in, your chance to win an incredible prize. All right, coming up, the latest on the Chargers quarterback situation. What is it? Is Justin Herbert going to play in this game? We'll hit you with that next. Midday show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.